WGIL Sports play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on the Laser is brought to you in part by
Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. And by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem.
And now, the WGIL Sports Broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with Silver Streaks Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Back here at Mattoon High School, Tom Meredith here, Gibson Streaks and the Muhammad Seymour Bulldogs, Gilgurai boys game on 93.7 FM, 1400 AM, WGIL. Now, if you have somebody that is out of listening range to 92.7 FM, The Laser, and they're interested, you can log onto our website, WGIL.com, and near the top of the page, it says Listen Live. You click there, and then you'll scroll down, and you'll have the opportunity. You can listen to the boys' game there or the girls' game there as well. So, again, if you got somebody who's interested in listening to the game, but they're out of town, grandparents, whatever the case may be, or just can't get the signal, again, go to WGIL.com. Near the top of the page, click Listen Live, and then you'll scroll down to listen to the girls' game here tonight. So we're glad to have you along wherever you're listening here tonight. We'll wrap up the tournament tomorrow night. Now, the boys will have two games tomorrow over at Taylorville. The girls will be just one, kind of opposite the way it's set up. First day, the girls play two, second day two, last day one. Over Taylorville, the boys play one, the first day two, and two on Tuesday and Wednesday is the way that is all set up here. So looking forward to an exciting game. And I guess, Eric, the hope for us is our girls just come out with the same confidence they've had in the same way they've been playing for about the last four or five games.
Yeah, and, you know, Kiara's kind of sparked everything for the Streaks. And if she continues to do that, I think it's going to be a rough evening for Muhammad Seymour, because she's just found the bucket whenever she's needed it. She stymied runs. And then the defensive effort from Caden Slidek's been intense for shutting down the guard play for a lot of these teams. So, and then, you know, you look even at the last two games, especially look at the way Soraya and Abby Davidson have just shut down the interior. And yeah. Soraya coming off the bench has put in some decent minutes, and she's blocking shots. I mean, she had, what, three blocks last game?
Yeah.
And that was in limited minutes.
Well, and then, you know, Coach Matthews was talking about Muhammad Seymour's aggressiveness on the offensive glass. And, you know, our girls, we've had double-figure rebounds for both Abby Davis and Abby Lingenfelter earlier today. And I think we've been close just about every game here at this tournament. All right, well, just about ready to get things underway here tonight. Let's send it down to PA announcer Greg Powers. Well, maybe if he turns the mic on.
He said he was a radio guy and he got it.
Yeah, well. Nah, I guess he forgot. All right. Well, the Streaks will be the road team again tonight. Yeah, everything's hooked up right. He just doesn't have it.
Yeah, he doesn't. He's even holding it.
Okay. Yeah, he forgot. All right. So for the Streaks, we'll start the same way we have throughout the season. At one guard, Grace Nelson, a 5'2 senior. Also, Caden Slidek, a 5'7 senior. Abby Lingenfelter, a 5'9 senior. Abby Davidson, 6'1 senior. And Kiara Kilgore, a 5'8 sophomore. For Muhammad Seymour, they will go one guard, a 5'5 junior, Durbin Thomas. Kayla Kerner, a 5'6 senior. Abby Bunting is a 5'8 junior. Savannah Orgeron, a 5'11 senior. And Ivy Juarez, a 5'9 junior. For Muhammad Seymour, they're coached by Garrett Risley. Of course, the Streaks coached by Evan Massey. And his 44th year record of 955 and 375. We'd like to see 956 tonight, maybe 957 and a championship tomorrow night as well. So, yeah, this team, of the teams we've seen down here so far, a little bit more size at 5'8", 5'11", 5'9", across the front line than 5'6", 5'5", with the guard. So, again, keys. Number one, and Coach Massey talked about handling the ball, handling the pressure, and if you make a mistake, you just get back and, you know, you move on from it and keep playing.
Well, and that's going to be the story of both of these next two games at the Streaks team at Toon in the next game, because Both these teams, they want to get that basketball and score in transition. And so the big thing for the Streaks is just to limit transition opportunities and make them work on the offensive end.
Streaks in their road dark gray with white numbers, silver and white trim. Muhammad Seymour in their home whites with, is it red or orange? It looked orange when they were in the dark uniforms last night. I think they are orange.
Their sign up there is
orange. Yeah, it's got the orange, yeah. So, look, although on these uniforms, it really looks good. So the red red numbers and red and navy blue trim for, yeah, I guess it's more of a royal blue.
I think it's red, the reddish orange, kind of like the Illini use in their deep red, deep orange.
Abby Davidson in the center circle along with Ivy Juarez. The ball is up, and the tip won by Abby Davidson. Streaks have it. Kiara Kilgore will set it up for the Streaks, and Muhammad Seymour comes out in a 2-3 zone.
They're matching up now.
Yeah, now they're matching up. Looked like they're, well, that is interesting. They're switching around. Three-pointer top of the key from Cadence Leidick. No good. Rebound comes away to Durbin Thomas. It's interesting the way they were moving on the defense. Three-pointer right wing, an air ball from Kayla Kerner. But with a rebound, it was Bunting. Gets it left side to Nicole Taylor. Oh, she got the start. Nicole Taylor with the start. She laid it up and in. I missed one. I had a wrong person.
Back the other way. Cadence misses the layup. Looks like there might have been some contact. Rebound down to Juarez.
And back the other way, Durbin Thomas for Muhammad Seymour. Stops on the right wing. Bounces inside to Juarez. And the paint spins back the other way. Up off the glass and in.
Kind of surprised to see that Abby Davidson's not guarding Juarez here.
Cadence Leidick, right wing for the Streaks, bounces out high for Grace Nelson in the center circle. Out high left side, it goes to Abby Lingenfelter. Now Abby Davidson, right wing to Grace Nelson. Abby Lingenfelter down the right side of the lane, shot blocked by Abby Bunting. And Muhammad Seymour will take it the other way.
Streaks not a lot of clean looks so far. Muhammad Seymour has been aggressive, challenging shots.
So Nicole Taylor with the start. Who did I have wrong out there? Maybe so was Orgeron out there? No, she's the other one that did not start. I thought she was going to be a starter for him. Top of the key, this is Kayla Kerner working against.
Oh, near steal.
And the ball gets knocked away. Cadence Leidick nearly got to it, but Thomas able to run it down. Now inside.
That should have been a double dribble,
and they didn't call it. In the paint, and now a shot missed, but Grace Nelson with the round in the paint. It was Kayla Kerner, lost the handle, picked it up, and then dribbled it again. No call. Abby Lingenfelter, top of the key with it. Left wing goes to Cadence Leidick, down on the left block. Abby Davidson spins, little 5-4 up. Didn't fall, but she's fouled, and the foul's going to go against Ivy Juarez, and that's what you need to see. She's got it because Juarez is going to be trying to block her shot, and she's going to be fouling her.
Well, and you want to pound it in because Juarez, I think, is their leading scorer in the tournament, or at least she was coming into today's action.
So Abby Davis at the free throw line, two shots. Struggled from the line earlier today, and that one's in and out, no good. She was just 1-for-6 from the line earlier today. 1-for-2 in the last game the day before, and she was 4-for-6 in the first game down here. Streaks yet to score, 5:56 to play first quarter. Second shot is good. So the Streaks on the board. 4-1. Muhammad Seymour with the lead. And this will be Thomas to set up the offense, met by Cadence Leidick. Left side it goes to Kerner, guarded by Kiara Kilgore. Kerner on the dribble, crosses over. Down the left side, layup bothered by Abby Davidson. Abby Lingenfelter with a rebound after the miss. Now Grace Nelson on the run. Up court it goes to Cadence Leidick down on the right baseline. Cadence pulls it back out. Now Abby Lingenfelter has it out high. Far side it goes to Grace Nelson, to Abby Davis down the left block, shot up and good. There we go.
I think that's going to be the sweet spot for the Streaks, and this one is trying to get the interior game going. Once you get Abby going, it's going to start to cause the defense to collapse, and then Cadence and Kira can start looking for those outside shots.
Bunting with it, right side, gives way to Thomas on the right wing. Thomas on the dribble to the right elbow, top of the key it goes to Nicole Taylor. Taylor down the left side of the lane, shot partially blocked by Abby Davidson, and Abby with a rebound after was kept alive by, well, that's the second foul now on Ivy Juarez. Got some hands on Abby Davidson after she brought the rebound down.
It's a bad second foul right there for Ivy Juarez. Oh, no, they're giving the foul to Nicole Taylor.
She wasn't even in the vicinity, was she? Juarez was standing right there. So
well, and I think Coach Risley thought it was on Juarez, too, because he took her out.
Yeah. Left baseline, Abby Davidson outside the three-point arc. Out it goes to
nice pass.
Abby Lingenfelter.
And one.
Oh, yes. Kira Kilgore with a nice move to the right, and she's fouled by Abby Bunting. And Kira, with her first basket, a chance at the traditional three-point play. Streaks with their first lead, 5-4.
You know, Kira really does give the Streaks an element we haven't seen in years. I'm trying to think of who would have been the last one, but she's got an outside and inside presence, which you right there you saw her post up and be able to get the rock and go to town.
But. Missed the free throw, 5-4 streaks. Crossing over is Thomas down the middle, stops at the free throw line, 15-footer no good. Rebound comes away to Capri Ferguson, who's in for the streaks. Capri on the dribble across midcourt, and it really causes matchup problems because she handles the ball well. She can go in or out, shoots the three well, and can go post up.
Kind of reminds me a little bit of Sarah Bailey. Was it Sarah Bailey? Is that who I'm thinking of?
Let's see. Trying to remember.
Long jumper off the mark for Cadence Leiter.
And I'm trying to think who you're talking about. Free throw line. This is Taylor, right side, kicks it back out. Now it is Thomas with the top of the key. Thomas very quick with the basketball. Caden Slider doing a good job on her, though. Picks up, goes left wing to Kayla Kerner. Inside pass knocked away by Abby Lingenfelter, and they're going to say it goes off Abby last. Heard a gasp from the Streaks bench saying they thought it should have gone to them.
Yeah. I mean – arguably, maybe you call a time or a foul there, but so maybe the Streaks avoided that.
So it is a mask timeout, 3:52 to play first quarter. It is Galesburg 5, Muhammad Seymour 4. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Earth date present day. Dave's Auto Body repairs an alien shuttlecraft.
Captain Dave, we collided with a Nimzu orbital chariot. Our scanners show your facility surpasses a replicator at vehicular repair.
Dave's crew springs into action, restoring the craft to intergalactic standards. Commander, we repaired your warp drive and bumpers. There's a lifetime warranty.
Oh, Shimza, Captain Dave.
Dave's Auto Body.
How long is that in light years?
You better call Dave.
Is that candy?
Yes, take some.
Oh, thank the Schwablock.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg, and by Templeton Roofing, the Galesburg area's oldest and most trusted roofing contractor, TempletonRoofing.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School Basketball, presented by WGIL Sports, continues on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Out of the timeout, three-pointer top of the key, no good by Durbin Thomas. Abby Lingenfelter with a rebound. Now Grace Nelson has it. Hands off to Kira Kilgore out high on the left side. Gets a pick from.
Oh, wow. I don't agree with that one. They're going to call Abby Lingenfelter for an illegal screen. They say she was moving. She was pretty well sized.
Yeah.
And she didn't move at all.
Wow.
And it was the official that was on the far side of the floor at half court, so he was the furthest official probably from that play.
And I was getting ready to say she gets a pick from Abby Lingenfelter. The whistle blew. I had no idea what he was calling.
Right.
Wow. So that's a turnover for the Streaks. And a foul on Abby Lingenfelter. Nice pass over the top. Went inside to Juarez. That's her second basket. And Muhammad Seymour retakes the lead 6-5. 3:06 to play first quarter. Abby Lingenfelter with it out near the volleyball spike line. Out high left side to Caden Slidick. Down on the right block. Soraya Boyd leans in.
Nice take by Soraya.
Foul's going to go against Durbin. Thomas, great job. She didn't hesitate. Spun right to the basket. Went up strong with it. Got fouled and will get to the free throw line.
Streaks need to start hitting free throws. They've struggled all season long, but this is one of those games, these next couple games, realistically, they're going to have to become more proficient at hitting these free throws.
Sarai Boyd, 5'8", sophomore, missed that one. 2:58 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks trail 6-5. Capri Ferguson in. She'll give Abby Lingenfelter a break. So a shorter team in for the Streaks. Kara Kilgore, the tallest one out there. And then Sarai Boyd, Capri Ferguson, Grace Nelson, and Caden Slidick. Second shot rolls off no good. Rebound tapped out by Kara Kilgore and couldn't reel it in. It's going to go back to Muhammad Seymour. Now Abby Davidson back in, and she replaces Soraya Boyd.
Streaks down 6-5, and they're 1-5 from the stripe.
Thomas will set the offense for Muhammad Seymour. Left wing pass knocked away.
Oh, that
away
should be straight ball.
It was knocked away by Caden Slidick and went off of Kerner. And that is a turnover by Muhammad Seymour. Now the pickup with the three-quarter court press, 2-2-1. Grace Nelson in the corner. Now she gets across the middle, goes to the other corner. And they're going to try to trap there, but she gets it off to Capri Ferguson. She's going to call for a travel. She did bobble it. She did move the feet, but, you know, there's so many.
We haven't seen it called at all.
Yeah, and when you don't call the carrying and all that, that's what bothers me.
Yeah, well, and we saw that one earlier where the girl was coming across the lane lost the handle and then started dribbling it again.
Yep. This is Thomas with it out near midcourt, working against Capri Ferguson. Dribbles left, hands off to Bunting. Top of the key, it goes to Juarez. Out high right side now, left side it goes to Orgeron. Three-pointer is no good. Long rebound comes away to Capri Ferguson. 2:19 to play in the quarter. Capri on the run. Down the left side and coming up from behind. None of her teammates warned her. The bench was trying to warn her. Kerner comes up and takes it away. Kerner, top of the key. Right wing, it goes to Thomas.
Streaks haven't seen on-ball pressure this entire tournament.
Oh, that's over the back. My goodness, the shot was missed by Juarez, and then Orgeron went right over the back. It was a Grace Nelson who had blocked her out. Now Grace fires to the high left side, too strong. Rebound comes away to Orgeron for Muhammad Seymour. I don't know how you didn't call that one.
No joke.
Wow, just knocked her out of the way. Fortunately, the Streaks were able to get it back. Right wing, this is Bunting for Muhammad Seymour. Goes to the right elbow, kicks it out the left side. Three-pointer from Kerner out high on the left side, no good. Kiara Kilgore with a rebound for the Streaks. Nice block out on Orgeron. Now it's Capri Ferguson. She'll set the offense. 1:25 to play in the quarter. Capri, right wing, top of the key. Kiara Kilgore for three, no good. Rebound comes down to Kerner for Muhammad Seymour. Oh, found Ivy wide open. Juarez wide open down on the right side, running the floor. She's got six of their eight to make it 8-5, Muhammad Seymour.
Well, she's been their leading scorer in this tournament.
Right wing, Cadence Leidick, just inside the three-point arc, can't hit. Rebound comes down to Durbin Thomas. Streaks can't settle. Was an open look, but nobody there to rebound. Look inside to Juarez, and it's stolen away by Grace Nelson. 50 seconds to play. Cadence Leidick down the right side, leans it up off the glass, can't hit. Kiara Kilgore with a rebound, spins down the left baseline, left hand off the glass, missed it. Kept alive by Abby Davidson. Kiara Kilgore runs it down. Now Grace Nelson out high, and the Streaks will reset with 37 seconds to play in the quarter. Left baseline, Abby Davidson with it to Kiara Kilgore on high on the left side. Capri Ferguson tap of the key. Abby Davidson,
and
left side lane, can't hit, but the foul, that's going to be number two, should be the third, but number two on Juarez. And that is going to put Abby Davidson back at the free throw line.
Juarez fell trying to chase Abby Davidson across the lane, and she fell right onto the feet of Abby when she was trying to go up with that for that bucket.
First free throw is good. 8-6, Muhammad Seymour the lead, 28.2 to play in the quarter. So that's going to put Juarez on the bench, and that'll bring back in Nicole Taylor. And probably she's at least as tall. She's at least 5'9", maybe 5'10". She's a little bit taller than Kiara. So Abby Davidson at the free throw line. Second shot is up, and it is good.
Much better looking form right there from Abby, too.
She's got five of the streak. 7-8-7, Muhammad Seymour, 25 seconds to play in the quarter. Thomas will walk it across midcourt, met by Cadence Leidick. Dribbles left, picks up, gives to Kerner. Now right side, it goes to Taylor. Swing it over to Orgeron on the left wing. Now back to the right wing to Bunting with nine to play. Now this is Thomas, right wing, kicks out to Bunting with five. Over the top it goes to Taylor, and she traveled with it. And now a jump ball is going to be called. So she missed the shot, and Abby Lingefelter got tied up with Orgeron. I thought he looked like he was going to call a travel initially, then he called a jump ball. So it'll be 1.3 on the clock. Can't give up an easy one underneath. It's going to be Bunting to inbound from the left baseline.
Yeah,
it's going to be way out on the baseline.
You got to be aware of a pick and switch.
And it comes to Kerner. Three-pointer.
Oh,
wow. The buzzer is good. That was unfortunate. Kerner, a long three-pointer just to catch and shoot. We have played one quarter of basketball. It is Muhammad Seymour 11, Galesburg 7. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
If it's time to sell your SUV or minivan, Yem wants to buy it. This is Sarah Yem. As this area's exclusive Kelley Blue Book Buying Center, it's never been easier to get cash for your car or credit for your trade. Go to yemauto.com to get your Kelley Blue Book instant cash offer. Then come into Yem and get paid. Right now, we're looking for good used vans and SUVs. So if you're thinking of selling your minivan or third row SUV, visit yemauto.com to get your offer today.
WGIL Sports with live coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
8 minutes in the books. The Mahomet Seymour Bulldogs lead the Galesburg Silver Streaks 11-7 after the three-pointer at the buzzer to end the first quarter. They just named a fan of the game.
Yeah, I heard that.
Have they done that other games? I hadn't heard that.
No. Guessing that was the PA guy messing with whoever that is.
Whoever was had a daughter that plays on the volleyball team. And I don't know if she gets a free hot dog. Who knows? All right, Streaks have the basketball to start the second quarter. Grace Nelson, Kira Kilgore, Caden Zlidick, Abby Lingenfelter, Abby Davidson, the starting five for the Streaks. Kira Kilgore on the dribble, gives to Abby Lingenfelter, top of the key. Now Grace Nelson brings it back out and sets it up. Left corner, it goes to Abby Davidson. Now it's Abby Lingenfelter, fires a three, left wing. Good! Abby Lingenfelter showing the range, her first basket, and make it 11-10.
Well, and the plus, it also gives them something to think about. Yeah. They can't just lay off of her.
Open up the middle a little bit again. Thomas picks it up, gives to Bunting, top of the key. Now back to Thomas on the dribble out near the center circle, working against Caden Zlidick. Left wing, it goes to Kerner. Kerner brings it back out high. Bounces for Thomas on the right wing. 7:17 to play first half. Kerner fakes, goes down the left baseline, steps back, 17-footer, good. Wow, that was a tough shot. Good move by
a lot of ground covered on that step back, too. Look inside. Oh, so Cadence can't get inside to Abby in time. Abby was wide open.
13-10, Mahomet Seymour under 7 minutes to play first half. Left corner, Abby Davidson. Left wing goes to Abby Lanfelter. Grace Nelson, Abby Davidson down the right side lane. Up off the glass, can't hit. Fouled again. This time it's going to be Orgeron. That's going to be her. Nope, that's her first foul. I thought that was her second. I think it's first. Yeah. And that's going to put Abby Davidson back at the free throw line. And again, that's going to be key tonight. They're going to get into her. You know, just it was just a little bit. She went up strong with it, just a little bit too hard of a hit, I think. It was kind of almost the exact same play that happened last time.
Right.
Free throw up and good for Abby Davidson.
And if she can keep hitting these free throws, that'll be huge.
13-11 is the Mahomet Seymour lead, 6:51 to play first half. Abby Davidson, 6'1 senior at the free throw line for the streak. Second one is away. Bounces high, no good. Rebound.
This should be streak ball.
It went off of Abby Lingenfelter, had her hands off. Then it was Taylor that knocked it away. Streaks will have it on the left or right baseline. It'll be Capri Ferguson to inbound. And it comes to Abby Lingenfelter down the left corner to Kira Kilgore. Now down the right side. It's a three-pointer from Caden Zlidick. Missed the shot, and Abby Davidson saved the rebound.
Oh, nice
job. Kira Kilgore picks it up. Gives to Caden Zlidick on the right wing. Good hustle by Abby Davidson. Now
and Kira.
Yeah. Capri Ferguson now at high right side. Gets to Abby Davidson. Now lost the handle on it. She was thinking about going to the basket or making the pass too quick and didn't make the catch first. 13-11, Mahomet Seymour, 6:25 to play here in the first half.
So latest into any of the games in this tournament, the Streaks have trailed.
Thomas goes left wing to Kerner. Kerner on the dribble, out high left side. Back to Thomas out high right side. She'll fire the three-pointer. Missed it. Rebound Abby Lingenfelter for the Streaks. Outlet Capri Ferguson. Streaks on the run. Capri with it. Out high. Left side. Gives to Abby Davidson down the left corner.
I'd be tempted to let Abby take that one off the baseline because they're just playing off her. I just let her drive into the rim and make Orgeron make a play.
Capri on the dribble, right side, leans in up over the top of
no!
Oh, my goodness. They called her for a charge. Taylor
jumped straight up in the air.
Capri went straight up with a shot, and Taylor fell back. I don't know that there was any contact.
Yeah.
Wow. So the Streaks
turned it over. And he waited till she got the rebound to even call the foul.
So the Streaks turned it over. That's a foul, first foul on Capri Ferguson, second team foul on the Streaks. Thomas on the dribble, top of the key, right wing goes to Taylor. 15-footer is up, in and out, no good. Rebound, Abby Lingenfelter for the Streaks. Kara Kilgore on the run, left side, brings it across midcourt, right down the middle of the lane, and lost the handle on it.
I think she's going to try to pass that and just
Bunting
didn't have
came
an
up
angle.
With it. Now quickly down the right side, Kerner lays it up and in. She's got seven. It's 15-11, Mahomet Seymour. Kara Kilgore, left side with a loss of handle on the dribble.
Kara's in her own head right now as she's
just a hard dribble too high. And
right, just getting a little out of control.
And is this a full? Nope, 30-second timeout called by Coach Massey. Streaks trail 15-11, 5:06 to play here in the first half. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all Streaks Road games, boys basketball, girls basketball, football as well. We're driving a really nice Nissan Kicks. This is the smaller SUV, but lots of very roomy, lots of great leg room in it. And the thing I love about the Nissan is the all the technology in them. I love their backup cameras, and you can use it going forward too into a spot. Got the overhead
view. Yeah, that was a feature that I had never seen.
Yeah,
that was real nice.
Really, it makes it really, really easy to park.
Yeah.
Not that I have problems parking. I'm just saying it makes it even
right.
easier. But, no, really, really nice vehicle. You'll be able to check this one out later this week if you'd like to see it. Just under 13,000 miles on it. But if you're looking for new, you got to get out there and talk to them, and they can find you what you want. But they're going out as fast as they come in, so get in there and talk to them. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty, 2080 North Henderson Street here in Galesburg. Kerner with it, drives to the free throw line. Pass blocked away by Kiara Kilgore. Kerner gets it back in the right corner. Kerner stops, fires a 17-footer way off the mark. Abby Lingenfelter with another rebound for the Streaks.
I think that was a heat check for Kerner.
Yeah.
She's been hitting everything. Oh, lazy passes to girls.
Streaks turned it over again. Now it's Kerner. Stops at the free throw line, 15-footer up, missed that one. Rebound Orgeron, up right side, and missed it. Abby Lingenfelter with a rebound for the Streaks. Muscled that one away from Taylor. Nice job by Abby Lingenfelter. Finds Kiara Kilgore running the floor, right side, lays it up and in. Nice job, Abby Lingenfelter. Got the rebound, took it on the run, and found Kiara streaking down the floor. 15-13, Muhammad Seymour. 4:15 to play here in the first half.
Streaks getting a little bit more verbal.
Thomas on the dribble, top of the key, crosses over, left side, bounces left baseline for Taylor, 15-footer up and good.
Now, mind you, Ivy Juarez has been on the bench this whole time,
yeah.
So Streaks need to take advantage here with her out of the game.
Yeah, we haven't seen it go down in the post.
Now another lazy pass.
This is Bunting, pulls up with a 10-footer, missed it. Capri Ferguson with a rebound.
They're not guarding right on the ball, and the Streaks are just trying to throw lazy passes. Oh,
and
my
again,
gosh.
Threw it behind Kiara. And that is another Streaks turnover. How many? I have seven.
Ten.
Have more, ten now. Wow.
Well, and they're not forced.
No.
I think we're in mass timeout.
Yep, mass timeout with 3:45 to play first half. It is Muhammad Seymour 17, Galesburg 13. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Gah, what happened with Wentworth's collision repair?
I told him you better call Dave's. Dave's Auto Body, but that repair looks like a Hollywood actor with bad Botox and a weird facelift. Dave's doesn't dink around with cheap knockoffs. They restore to factory specs, and his techs get continuing primo training. And Dave's lifetime warranty beats the boogers out of the wannabe Dave shops. Hey, kids, here comes Wentworth again.
Dave's Auto Body.
Now try not to stare.
You better call Dave.
Hey, Wentworth, are you crying?
Live coverage of Galesburg High School basketball, presented by WGIL Sports, continues on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
3:45 to play here in the first half. The Galesburg Silver Streak girls basketball team trailing Muhammad Seymour 17-13. Tom Meredith there, Gibson, glad to have you along. I don't know if you'd heard the news just earlier this evening or late this afternoon. Football legend, former coach, longtime broadcaster John Madden passed away at the age of 85. So John Madden, he was a legend, that is for sure. Muhammad Seymour with the basketball. It'll be Thomas to bring it across and set the offense. Left wing, it goes to Kerner. Kerner back to Thomas, right wing. Brings it back out high. They do a lot. Now a near steal by Kiara Kilgore, but Kerner able to run it down. And Kiara nearly gets it again. Kerner looking for help now, gets it to Thomas out between the circles. Good defense by Kiara Kilgore. Bunting with it now on the right side, brings it out. Between the circles, now picks up, looks for help. And another near steal by Kiara, knocked it out of bounds.
They
might have gone off of Kerner, but the official says no.
I think Kerner might have, because Kiara tapped it, no doubt, but it looked like Kerner got the last hand on it.
Bunting to inbound from out near midcourt right side. Out it comes to Kerner.
And near travel.
She was going full speed there trying to catch and get herself stopped at the same time. Thomas with it now, top of the key, bounces for Orgeron out high left side, right wing, it goes to Taylor. Taylor inside, stolen away by
Abby
Lingenfelter. Grace Nelson with it across midcourt, gives to Abby Lingenfelter between the circles. Left baseline it goes, or left wing, it's Cadence Leidick, brings it back out high to Kiara Kilgore, nearly stolen away.
Streaks have got to see where the defenders are. They're throwing it right off the hands because they're playing the zone and they're laying off and taking away passing lanes.
Grace Nelson on the dribble looking for help. Nearly lost it. Now gets it to Abby Lingenfelter. Left wing. Kiara Kilgore for three. In and out. No good. Rebound kept alive by Abby Davidson, but coming away with it is Kerner for Muhammad Seymour. Yeah, we've seen Juarez has been on the bench this pretty much this entire quarter, right? And we have not been able to get the ball inside to Abby Davidson. I guess early in the quarter we did. She got a
Haven't gone back to it.
No,
I don't
back.
Know why not. I mean, they're in a zone now, which definitely, you know, takes some of that away. But the Streaks have got to start working the ball in to the inside. And now a timeout by Coach Risley because he's seeing that his squad isn't doing much on the offensive end.
And I think you've got Juarez back in as well. So a 30-second timeout, 2:05 to play here in the first half. 17-13 is the Muhammad Seymour lead. Gales are got boys playing over Taylorville against the Taylorville Tornadoes. That game on WGIL 93.7 FM and 1400 AM for that one. So yeah, so the Streaks are just, part of it's as Coach Massey talked about in the pregame, handling that pressure out on the perimeter, and they're getting ahead of themselves and either making a bad pass or a bad decision and just not being patient enough to get it worked in.
Well, and a lot of times, Tom, it's not even the pressure on the ball that's causing issues. It's that the Streaks are just assuming that passes are going to be let go through, almost like you do in like a shell drill when you're in practice where the defense can't steal the ball. They can just move. And I don't understand why they're not understanding where the defense is. They're picking up their dribble away from the defensive players and then trying to pass it by them.
Less than 2 minutes to play here in the first half. Left wing driving as Thomas dumps it inside and the pass got away.
3 seconds.
Juarez able to pick it
up. They have not left the lane.
And they call a jump ball. 1, 2, 3. It's pretty, oh my goodness.
That entire last portion of that possession was in the lane. No one left the lane.
So Muhammad Seymour gets it back on the alternate possession. Now it's Kerner, top of the key, bunting, left wing goes to Thomas, hesitation dribble. Now we're going to have a push call.
A hand check.
And, you know, and Thomas, again, she hesitated and she caught the dribble and turned it over on the hesitation. So Caden Slidek picks up her first foul.
Man.
There's three team fouls on the Streaks. Thomas inbound from the right baseline for Muhammad Seymour, 1:43 to play in the half. And it comes to Chloe Pruitt, misses the shot. And another rebound for Abby Lingenfelter. Grace Nelson down court to Abby Davidson running the floor. Abby stops on the right baseline, a little fadeaway, up and in. That was a tough shot. She had to stop, catch, and gather herself, got it up and in. And it's 17-15, 1:25 to play in the half.
Well, and you got to keep going to that well. I don't know why the Streaks went away from it there with Juarez on the bench. Let Abby keep trying to score on the inside. She was at the very minimum drawing fouls.
Kerner fires a three from straight on. Bad shot, and a rebound comes down again to Abby Lingenfelter. There we go. That's a foul on Kerner. Reached in and grabbed Abby's arm, and that is the first foul on Kayla Kerner. 1:10 to play in the half. Streaks trail 17-15.
It's going to be 17
fouls now, so Abby Lingenfelter with a chance of the one and bonus. Abby with a three-pointer in the game.
And 8 rebounds already.
Wow.
So Abby Lingenfelter. 6 of them in this quarter.
Abby, the 5'9 senior for the Streaks. At the free throw line. First shot up. Missed it. And the tie-up on the rebound. Kara Kilgore in this possession is going to go to the Streaks. Good hustle by Kara Kilgore. Tied up with Bunting there. And the Streaks get it back with 1:08 to play and a chance to tie or take the lead with a three. Grace Nelson to inbound from the right baseline for the Streaks. And it comes to Abby Lingenfelter up. No good, but she's fouled. That's
Bunting.
Bunting. And that is her
first
foul. Oh, I've got her for – I already had her for one.
Second.
Oh,
no,
second.
You're right.
Okay. So
the
Bunting.
Scoreboard was slow on the uptake.
So Abby Lingenfelter back at the free throw line. This time she'll have two cracks at it. First one is up and good. So Abby with 4 points on the night, 8 rebounds. 17-16, 1:07 to play here in the first half. Second shot is up and good as well.
Yeah, she just needed to get that first one out of the way.
So we are tied at 17, just over a minute to play here in the first half. Thomas for Muhammad Seymour brings it across, met by Caden Slidek. Now gets to Kerner out high left side, bounces the free throw line to Juarez. Juarez just holding on, now gets back out to Kerner, swing it to the right wing to Bunting. Try to get inside to Juarez, knocked away by Abby Lingenfelter. Juarez able to run it down, goes left. Shot blocked by Abby Davidson, and the rebound. Abby Davidson outlet to Kiara Kilgore. Kiara on the run down the right side, And Kerner running behind her, and smartly Kira picked it up. Now Grace Nelson has it.
Watch it.
Gets to Kira right wing, drives right baseline. She'll reverse it left hand up
off
the
glass
and in. And the Streaks take the lead, 19-17, 28 seconds to play. Quickly back the other way, Muhammad Seymour. Thomas with a stop to the left elbow, left wing. Gets to Kerner, brings it back out high to Juarez at the free throw line. Just Streak. Inside the top of the key.
Streaks' first lead since 5-4 in the first quarter.
15 seconds now to play. This is Kerner between the circles with 12. Dribbles left with 10. She really wanted to take the shot.
Yeah,
thing. Now Kira Kilgore with the steal. Kira on the right side, 4 seconds to play, and throws it up toward the basket. Thought she got fouled, and it's going to go out of bounds. I think she was somewhere in between a pass and a shot and thought maybe she would draw a foul there.
Right.
But it looked like Kerner was kind of hanging on her.
And it's tough because you don't, you know, unless you glance up at the scoreboard, you just know you're losing time.
And it comes, and they're going to make an attempt at
smart
it. We
move.
Have played one half of basketball. It's the Galesburg Silver Streaks 19, the Muhammad Seymour Bulldogs 17. So a good late second quarter there for the Streaks as they retake the lead for the first time in quite some time. Streaks lead at 19-17. We'll come back with our halftime show, talk about this one, run down some stats and more. Streaks lead 19-17. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan. Reminding everyone, Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet, an awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life, and a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan, Galesburg Nissan Car Rental, Galesburg Car Care, and Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go Streaks.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big head up on the sign so you can see it. And by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg.
When you're talking about any kind of building project, you can't just walk outside and start digging. But you can call Courtright Construction right now and get on top of their list. Site prep is one of their specialties. Trust the pros at Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
WGIL Sports live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
So the Streaks with the lead here at halftime against the Muhammad Seymour Bulldogs. It's Galesburg 19, Muhammad Seymour 17. And, the Streaks, both teams playing very aggressive defensively. Those two little guards, I don't know if they're as quick as they look, but they look like they're really, really quick. They're just always moving,
they're
it seems
shifty.
Like.
Shifty.
Yeah.
I would say they're not as – I don't know that they have the straight line speed of some of the players we've seen, but they definitely are shifty and do a great job of crossing over a lot to get open or finding ways to use V-cuts and other forms of cutting to be able to get open.
I'm still adding up some stats here. So, but the Streaks still doing a good job. You just had the unfortunate one. They got that that three-pointer right at the end of the third quarter. But the good news for us, though, is that after who was that? That was Kerner that made that shot. She was kind of feeling it and hit a couple more shots, and then she just kept firing up because she thought she was feeling it, and she wasn't feeling it anymore. So fired up a couple of bad ones that was to the Streaks' advantage. So Galesburg leads it here at halftime, 19-17. By the way, the Galesburg High boys against Taylorville over at Taylorville. After the first quarter, they were tied at 9. So Galesburg boys and Taylorville tied at 9 apiece in that game again on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIO with Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee. Now the boys will play two games tomorrow. The girls will have just one, and this game will determine what time we'll play. A loss would put us in the third place game at 6 o'clock. A win would put us in the championship game at 7:30 tomorrow night against Mattoon. So would it be Olney?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, yep. So if we lose this game, it'll be two rematches, us against Olney and then Mattoon against Muhammad Seymour. But if we win this, we'll shake everything up.
All right. Streaks lead 19-17. We'll come back, run down some halftime stats, talk more about this one. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home. And by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage.
This is Autumn Cantarini. The most practical thing you can do to avoid wasting your energy dollars is to have your home heating system cleaned and tuned. If you have regular maintenance, your energy bills will be lower and your system will have a lower risk of expensive repairs. The Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating $69 tune-up comes with two fantastic guarantees. We guarantee energy savings, and if you need repairs, you'll get a 10% discount. Call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating at 342-HEAT.
Save today on everything for your home now during Menards New Year's Sale. Start your next project today with our great selection of Senco collated tools and fasteners. Save time on any project with their line of auto-feed collated screw guns and the right collated screw to complete any project. Find these and other great deals going on now through Saturday, January 1st during the Menards New Year's Sale.
Save big money at Menards.
Need a little help marketing your home? How about pictures on a well-known website and radio commercials to boot when you list your property with Galesburg.info? Get us pictures of the property and pay a one-time fee of $150. Learn more at Galesburg.info, keyword FSBO.
The forecast from the Laser, mostly cloudy tonight, overnight low 27, tomorrow mostly cloudy. Chance of rain and snow and a high of 36, mostly cloudy tomorrow night. Snow likely before midnight, down to 23. On Thursday, partly sunny and a high of 37. Right now, it's 38 at Pure Rock 92.7 FM, The Laser.
WGIL Sports with live coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Halftime of Mattoon, the Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Mohammed Seymour Bulldogs 19-17. Let's check the scoring. Streaks led by Abby Davison with 8 points, 2 baskets, and 4 for 6 from the free throw line. 6 points for Kara Kilgore on 3 baskets, 0 for 1 from the line. 5 for Abby Lingefelter on a 3-pointer and 2 for 3 from the free throw line. Soraya Boyd had 2 free throw attempts and missed some. Streaks again, struggling from the line, just 6 for 12, the 1 3-pointer. On the other hand, Mohammed Seymour not struggling from the line. They didn't get to the line at all. Streaks played some pretty good defense. 6 points for Ivy Juarez on 3 baskets. 7 for Kayla Kerner. 2 two-pointers and the 3-pointer there to end the first quarter. 4 points for Nicole Taylor on a couple of baskets. So the 1 3-pointer and no free throw attempts in the first half for Mohammed Seymour.
10 turnovers for the Streaks. Way too many there in that half. We'll see if they can limit that here in the second half. Only 5 turnovers for the Bulldogs. Streaks did out-rebound them 20-15. Both teams have 4 offensive boards. Mohammed Seymour is 8 of 28 from the field, 1 of 7 from distance. Streaks, on the other hand, 6 of 18 from the field, 1 of 6 from distance. So Streaks not getting very many shots up so far in this game. The turnovers obviously contributing to that. And, you know, you talk about the 1 3-pointer. It came from an unlikely source, as Abby Lingenfelter was the one that hit it.
So the Streaks, yeah, just the 1 3-pointer here in the first half, and again from Abby Lingefelter. All right, Streaks lead at 19-17. So what's coming up again? Of course, tomorrow night the girls will play either at 6 o'clock or 7:30. Of course, we're hoping for the 7:30 game, and that would be against Mattoon. And the boys will play twice tomorrow, and it depends on what happens in this game they're playing tonight. It'll still depend whether they win their pool or not. They'd win their pool. They would play at noon tomorrow. If they lose tonight, they would play at 1:30, and then that game will determine what they would do tomorrow night. The rest of the upcoming schedule looks like this. We'll be back at it coming up next week. The girls next Thursday night will be on the road at Sterling to take on the Golden Warriors. They're a team that struggles some. The boys will play at Alleman Friday the 7th. Let's see, the girls will have a Saturday game against Manual. We'll be down at in Peoria for that game against Manual on Saturday afternoon, the 8th. That'll be a 2:10 start for that one. The boys will be at Rock Island on the 11th. The girls at Moline up at Wharton Fieldhouse on the 13th. And the boys will host Quincy on the 14th. And then we'll have the Downstate Classic for the girls coming up on Saturday the 15th. A couple of games on the road that day. Streaks lead it here 19-17. By the way, the Illinois Fighting Illini were supposed to be in action tomorrow night against, Florida A&M. That game postponed, and it sounds like this time it's COVID in the Illini program.
Was it postponed? I thought it was canceled.
Canceled. Yeah, okay. Canceled. That got canceled for tomorrow night. Non-conference game doesn't mean anything. Wouldn't help them in the rankings anyway.
No.
Wouldn't help them get back in. So I don't know. I guess one day closer to Andre Curbelo being back. I don't know what's going on with that.
No,
he had a concussion, and what was it, the last preseason game? And just we haven't heard.
Well,
he's been,
I mean, he played. Dressed. Yeah, well, he played in the early season games. I mean, I think the last game he played, what didn't he play in the Arkansas, not the Arkansas, Cincinnati game? I think he played in the Cincinnati game.
Okay, I thought it was the first regular season game. I thought he'd been out ever since.
But. No, he played in the first few games. But, yeah, he's been out. They talked about the concussion, and then there was an argument, or there was some statement made that he had a neck issue.
Okay. All right, well, Muhammad Seymour with the basketball to start the second half. Streaks come out the same way they started the game with Abby Lingenfelter, Abby Davidson, Kiara Kilgore, Cadence Leidick.
Kansas State was the last game he played
in. Okay, Grace Nelson. And it comes to Thomas for Muhammad Seymour, met by Cadence Leidick. Comes across midcourt, left wing, goes to Kerner. Kerner on the dribble, crosses over, brings it, or rather that's Bunting. Now it's Kerner with it, guarded by Kiara Kilgore. Bounces for Bunting, top of the key. Right side it goes to Thomas, tried to go inside, knocked away by Abby Davidson, and that should be Streak's ball, yeah. Oh, nope, he's pointing the other way. I thought Ogeron touched it after Abby Davidson
did. I didn't
did.
See her touch it, but.
I thought right after Abby did, she did. Anyway, it's going to go back, but good defense anyway by Abby Davidson.
So it looks like a change in the lineup with the Ogeron out there now.
And it goes to Juarez. Nice move. Got around up and under Abby Lingenfelter. Juarez with eight now. And make it a 19-all tie. Kiara Kilgore to try to get to Grace Nelson.
Bad
but stolen away by Thomas. Now it's Kerner left side, and we're going to have a foul on Grace Nelson.
Well, I'll tell you, that last possession by the Streaks, Tom, the Streaks have to realize what's going on. They had their zone all in the middle of the floor, and all of the Streak players went to the far side away from the basketball. Nobody was on the near side of the floor to give any Kira any opportunity to outlet that basketball. They were either in the middle of the zone or they were on the far side of the floor. You can't do that. You got to see where they're setting up.
Kayla Kerner, the first free throw attempt of the night by Muhammad Seymour, and she nails it. She's got eight in the ball game. Muhammad Seymour retakes the lead, 20-19, 7-21 to play here in quarter number three. Second shot for Kerner, up and bounces and falls through. Three-quarter court pressure. Grace Nelson with it. Back it goes
up the floor. Abby Davidson's behind the defense, and the Streaks didn't even look at her.
Grace Nelson now, left wing, picks it up, hands off to Kiara Kilgore. Stops and fires a three left side, way off the mark. Rebound comes down to Kerner for Muhammad Seymour. She gives way to Thomas. Thomas across midcourt, 7 minutes to play in the quarter, 21-19, Muhammad Seymour. Kerner goes right. That's got to be a foul.
On somebody.
Yeah. As she set a pick on Ogeron, set a pick on Cadence Leidick and went flying to the floor. Cadence ran into her. I think she was moving back when it happened, but they didn't call it either way. This is Kerner to Thomas. Now out high it goes to Bunting between the circles. Now it's Kerner left side.
And they're going to call Kira for the foul here. I don't think she fouled. I think Kerner lost her footing.
Yeah. First foul on Kiara, second team foul on the streak. 6:34 to play third quarter, 21-19 is the Muhammad Seymour lead. And it comes to Thomas in the right corner, being guarded by Cadence Leidick. Kicks out to Bunting up the volleyball spike line, back to Thomas. She'll bring it back out between the circles. Dribbles right, now left. Bounces the free throw line to Bunting. Got up in the air, caught, and gets it off to Ogeron. 17-footer no good. Kiara Kilgore with a rebound for the streaks. Kiara to Grace Nelson across midcourt right side. Right wing, it goes to Cadence Leidick, 6:10 to play in the quarter. Grace Nelson, right wing. Streaks trail 21-19. She'll bring it back out high, reset the offense. Gets picked from Abby Davidson, goes to the right wing, stops. Missed Abby on the roll. Now Lingenfelter gets to a turnaround shot by
there
Abby Davidson, up and good. She's got 10.
They need to keep going into her. I don't know why they've gone away from it, because they keep bringing Abby out on the perimeter, but no defender is chasing Abby because they know she's not a threat out there.
Tied at 21, Bunting with it, free throw line, gives to Ogeron, drives down, kicks to the left baseline to Kerner, three-pointer is up and airballed it, rebound comes down to Cadence Leidick for the streaks. Gives way to Grace Nelson, she'll bring it across right of the center circle. Streaks with a chance to retake the lead. Abby Lingenfelter to Abby Davidson, right wing, it goes to Grace Nelson, give and go to Abby Lingenfelter.
Oh, no
she
foul?
Got blocked, she had the hand down on her waist, had the hand on the ball on the block Bunting, but they had the other one down on the waist pushing Abby Lingenfelter. We bring it back the other way. This is Kerner. Now to Juarez, posted up, turns, faces up, gets it to Ogeron down on the left block.
Oh, that was a bad call.
She handed the ball right to Kiara Kilgore. Kiara knocked it out of her hands, and the official right there had a perfect view, but he called a foul on Kiara. That's her second. I mean,
I think you got to explain to this guy that if it's all ball, it's not a foul.
I mean, she did the worst thing you do as a poster turned and basically was holding the ball out in front of her.
Well, and she took it to the floor. She took it to the floor and then tried to pull it back up, and all Kiara did was put her hand on top of it.
Orgeron hits the first free throw. Muhammad Seymour retakes the lead 22-21. Capri Ferguson back in for threes, giving Grace Nelson a breather. Savannah Orgeron, second shot is up and good. So they're 4-for-4 from the line. Didn't shoot any in the first half. Full court pressure again. Kiara Kilgore back to Abby Lingefelter. Now Cadence Leidick. They better get it across. Don't want to get a 10 call. Finally, and it's stolen away.
The streaks aren't looking. Yeah. They're not looking up the floor. They're just passing it back and forth, trying to slowly bring it up.
Look underneath to Orgeron. Puts it up and in. Nice pass from Kerner to Orgeron. She puts it up and in. Her first basket. Now 25-22. There we did. We got to Abby Davidson down low. Kicks it out high to right to the right side of Cadence Leidick. 10-footer up and good. That's the first basket for Cadence. Quickly back the other way. Orgeron down on the left block against Abby Davidson. Fades away. Can't hit the shot. Rebound comes away to Capri Ferguson. Now a reach is going to be called against Orgeron, and that's going to be her second foul. I think it's going to go against Orgeron. Yep, 2-1 is the call. 25-23. Muhammad Seymour has the lead. 4:26 to play third quarter. And now we're going to have I thought it was going to be a mass timeout. Okay. Back in is Nicole Taylor, and she replaces Savannah Orgeron.
All right, now check out the floor here, girls. See where the defense is set up and work away from them. There we go.
Cadence Leidick has it right wing. Nice job by Kiara Kilgore breaking the pressure.
Well, they saw that the defense was in the middle of the floor, so they went sideline. You just got to surveil the defense, see where they're at, and go away from them.
Cadence Leidick, left wing, top of the key. Kiara Kilgore, three points from straight on, blocked by Taylor, and the rebound comes down to, that was Bunting. Bunting has it, left wing, fakes, drives
traveled.
In, traveled, no call. Kicks it over to Taylor, top of the key, knocked away. Oh, my gosh. Knocked away by Lingefelter, and she picks up a foul on it. That's her second. Wow.
And now we're going to get a mask timeout?
Yep. 3:54 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks trail 25-23. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
If it's time to sell your SUV or minivan, Yem wants to buy it. This is Sarah Yem. As this area's exclusive Kelley Blue Book Buying Center, it's never been easier to get cash for your car or credit for your trade. Go to yemauto.com to get your Kelley Blue Book instant cash offer. Then come into Yem and get paid. Right now, we're looking for good used vans and SUVs. So if you're thinking of selling your minivan or third row SUV, visit yemauto.com to get your offer today.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg, and by Templeton Roofing, the Galesburg area's oldest and most trusted roofing contractor, TempletonRoofing.com.
Want to hand your favorite local charity $100? Nominate them for Hometown Hundreds. Every week, F&M Bank and Galesburg.info draw a winner from the nominees, like Bethesda Food Pantry, who just got $100. Nominate now at Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School basketball, presented by WGIL Sports, continues on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Muhammad Seymour with the basketball in the lead, 3:48 to play here in the third quarter, 25-23, Bulldogs. By the way, Galesburg had boys up 27-25 over Taylorville at halftime of their
game. That was a travel.
Yep, Taylor.
There, he finally called it. Jeez.
And now their coach is jumping up and down about it. Didn't think it. I don't know how he didn't see that.
Yeah, because she took off right when she got that ball. She never put that basketball on the ground.
Full court pressure.
Look up the floor.
And cross court to Cadence Leidick. It's fouled with a body and no call. The ball goes out of bounds. The hand was on the ball, clean block, but Juarez ran into Cadence Leidick with a body and they didn't call the foul.
I think that's what Coach Massey's saying right now.
My goodness. Now that was, it couldn't have been more obvious. Now inbound is nearly stolen away. Kiara Kilgore able to pick it up. Abby Davidson gives to Capri Ferguson. She'll set the offense for the Streaks, who trail 25-23. Capri, left corner, it goes to Abby Lingefelter. Now back to Capri Ferguson. Now Kiara Kilgore, left corner, fires a three-pointer, and Abby Lingenfelder got almost pushed into Kiara taking the shot by Taylor, and again, no foul. Taylor came pushed trying to get to Kiara and nearly pushed Abby Lingenfelder right into her.
Kiara having a tough shooting night, 3-for-10 from the field.
Under 3 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Now a three-pointer out high left side. Bounces off, no good by Kerner, and Abby Lingenfelder with another rebound. Kiara Kilgore on the run, Streaks with numbers. Kiara gets it knocked away from behind by Kerner, and the Streaks will have it on the right baseline. Streaks need to be more vocal for their teammates.
Right, call Wolf.
Kerner's done that a couple of times. I think Thomas has done it as well, right up behind and knocked it away.
Yeah, generally you want to call Wolf, or you have some signal to let the ball handler know there's somebody coming up from behind.
Inbound to Kiara, left baseline, fakes the three. Goes to the left elbow, picks it up, gives to Grace Nelson, left side. Three-pointer is no good. Rebound comes down to Kerner for Muhammad Seymour. Still 25-23, 2:30 to play third quarter.
Streaks just have not been able to find that shot.
Now Orgeron with the three-pointer, left wing is up and good.
And she was all by herself.
She's got seven all here in the third quarter. Caden Slidek, right side. South pulls up with a 15-footer off the glass, no good. Rebound Orgeron for.
Streaks have gone away from going into Abby Davidson again.
Muhammad Seymour with it. This is Thomas on the dribble, crosses over, goes left, gives Orgeron on the left wing. Orgeron penetrates, leans in, pushes off, can't hit the shot. Rebound comes down to Abby Lingenfelder. Outlet to Grace Nelson across midcourt right side, under 2 minutes to play. And now Coach Massey calls a timeout. And I think it's a 30, no indication from the official yet.
Looks like a 30, everybody's standing up.
30-second timeout. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They provide our transportation, all streaks, road games. Hey, you want to check out the Nissans? Well, new ones are harder to come by, but you can get them. They go out nearly as fast as they come in, but that's why you get out and talk to the guys there at Galesburg Nissan. They can get you hooked up with whatever it is you're looking for, and you just got to get out there and talk to them. Got a lot of great pre-owns available as well, like the Nissan Kicks we're driving, 2020, very, very nice vehicle. You can check it out and everything else they've got, and they can find you what you need. Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home of the lifetime warranty. That's right, lifetime warranty. They will keep you going as long as you keep that vehicle. It's going to run for a long time. All right, Grace Nelson inbound from the right baseline out of the timeout. 1:57 to play third quarter. Streaks trail 28-23.
Streaks only have 4 points in this quarter.
In it comes Caden Slidek, right wing. Swing it over to Kiara Kilgore on the left wing. Out high to Grace Nelson, left side.
Abby Davidson has to make herself known here. She's kind of staying behind the defense. She's got to go get open.
Now it looks like more of a 1-2-2 zone, but they're kind of matching up out of it a little bit. Cadence Leidick, right side, bounces for Kiara Kilgore on the right wing. Now got Abby Davidson down there, didn't see her. Now it's Grace Nelson out high and brings it back out and resets. I think Abby Davidson was blocked by Abby Lingenfelder. Kiara couldn't see her from that angle. Kiara left wing, out high left side. Abby Lingenfelder to Kiara. She'll fire the three, left wing, short. Rebound comes down to Thomas for Muhammad Seymour. Gets Juarez running the floor, lays it up and missed the shot. Streaks got a break there. She beat him down the floor. Kiara Kilgore with a rebound. Kiara down the left side, 105 to play. Top of the key, Abby Lingenfelder. Now it's Grace Nelson, right wing. It goes to Cadence Leiden.
Got to get it into her. I don't know. You got to feed it inside to Abby Davidson here.
Less than a minute to play. Now Grace Nelson down the right side lane. No call. Shot blocked by, who was that, Taylor. And we bring it back the other way with 43 to play. Thomas brings it across for Muhammad Seymour, leading 28-23. Thomas on the dribble. Picks up, gives to Orgeron. Back to Thomas out high right side. Goes to the free throw line, kicks out to Taylor.
Streaks look tired.
Taylor to Juarez. Now it is Thomas with it out on the volleyball spike line, 22 seconds to play. Thomas down the left side of the lane, kicks to the left corner to Kerner. Kerner pulls up with a 17-footer, good.
Streaks down by seven now, biggest deficit of the game, biggest deficit of the tournament.
7 seconds now to play. Caden Slider down to the right block to Abby Davidson, turn around, fade away, up and good.
All game, I don't know why they're not going to her.
She's got 12, long shot, no good at the buzzer. We played three quarters of basketball, it is. Muhammad Seymour 30, Galesburg 25. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big head up on the sign so you can see it. And by the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg.
Employers say it's hard to find good people.
People looking for work say it's hard to find a good job.
Find both at galesburg.info.
This local resource is the perfect place for local employers to post open positions and local candidates to find good work.
galesburg.info. Keyword jobs.
WGIL Sports with live coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on 92.7 FM. The Laser.
To play for a trip to the championship game, it is Muhammad Seymour 30, Galesburg 25. And let's see, what direction is the arrow pointing? I can't see from here. I don't know who's got the ball. We had it to start the second half, and I don't think we had a
jump ball. Yeah. I can't see on that scoreboard if it says.
Yeah. All right, so it looks like it'll be Muhammad Seymour ball. The Streaks just have not gotten into a flow offensively in this game at all.
Nope, they haven't. And the other thing is that, you know, actually it's going to be Streak ball.
Oh, it's going to be our ball. Okay.
Kira had such a hot start to this tournament. She's played so well in this game. The first game she's really struggled tremendously in.
The Streaks only scored 6 points in that quarter, outscored 13-6. Abby Langenfelter right wing to Kiara Kilgore. Kiara drives right baseline, reverses around, gives it to Capri Ferguson left wing. Out high it goes to Cadence Light. Cadence out high right side, bounces for Capri. Left wing it goes to Kiara, back to Capri, out near the center circle, now to Cadence, or Kiara on the left wing. Back out to Capri Ferguson, right side, pass
kick.
Knocked away. Yeah, they don't call it. It was Juarez got a leg out there on it, and he didn't call the kick. It went out of bounds, but still it was a kick. Usually, at least you indicate it.
once you kick at the basketball.
Yeah, the whistle should have blown before it went out of bounds.
Right.
Capri Ferguson out high left side. It goes to Kiara Kilgore.
Now they're not bringing Abby to the ball. They're actually taking Abby Davidson away from the ball, which I don't get.
Backdoor pass from Capri Ferguson to Kiara Kilgore. Left side up off the glass and in. She's got 8. That's her first points in the second half. Streaks trail by 3, 30-27.
Got to pick it up on the defensive end now.
Thomas brings it across in the center circle. Now picks up out high and gives it to Bunting. I'm surprised she picked up all the way out there. Now Juarez, top of the key.
Oof.
Gets to Taylor down to the right baseline. 10-footer up and good.
Oh, man.
Wow. They are hitting everything going up. She's got 6. Make it 32-27. Three-quarter court pressure again. Capri Ferguson to Abby Davis down the block. Just overthrew her too much. And the Streaks turn it over. Juarez comes away with it.
13 turnovers now for the Silver Streaks. Nobody picks up Orgeron.
Left corner Orgeron.
We're going to get a foul called against the Streaks here for running over Taylor. This should be on the floor because it happened on the screener.
It wasn't the shooter.
It's going to be against Kiara Kilgore. It's her third.
Huh.
It's her third.
No, you're not shooting free. It wasn't the shooter. Okay, I thought they were lining up to shoot a free throw. Yeah, nope, they're going to have it down on the left baseline.
I think they were discussing
Thomas
where to position the ball.
Okay. So Thomas inbound from the left baseline.
Watch Juarez.
And it comes to Juarez down the left block. Spins, turns around, can't hit the shot. And is it Cadence they're going to call? I think Cadence Leidick. If it's Abby, that'll be her third. Abby Lingenfelder. Oh, it is against. Oh, no, it is against Cadence. Okay. That is her second. So Kiara with three. Cadence with 2. Abby Lingenfelder with 2 fouls for the Streaks.
They cleared out the entire lane for Juarez, who was on the weak side block. What they did was they had her run an action like she was going to set a high screen, and then she darted right to the basketball. The Streaks have got to see that.
Missed the first free throw. She's got 8 points in the game. Second for Juarez, up and good. 33-27, Muhammad Seymour. Capri Ferguson on the run and lost it. 14 turnovers for the Streaks. 33-27, 6:19 to play in the ball game. Thomas cross midcourt right side on the dribble. And Taylor, that's got to be a foul.
There we go. Finally.
She was moving, setting the pick, but she was moving. And as she's moving, kind of leaned
she
up
went
and
in.
Blocked into Cadence Leidick. Finally called it. That's her second foul. And that's a turnover for Muhammad Seymour.
Well, the Streaks had to realize where he's making them inbound the basketball. They all thought it was up further towards half court, and he's got it all the way on the baseline.
Grace Nelson to trigger across midcourt right side. Gives to Abby Lingenfelter out between the circles. Left wing, Cadence Leidick. Cadence puts on the floor, brings it back out high, and tried to bounce it. There.
Now
they
call a kick.
Tried to bounce to Kiara. That was not the Streaks got a break there.
Yeah. Well, and again, you're not drawing the defense. You're letting the defense stand in the middle. And it's like a game of monkey in the middle. You have to try to pass it by probably the tallest player they have.
as Juarez is at the top of this 1-2-2.
Right wing, it goes to Abby Davidson. Now Kiara Kilgore between the circles. Out high left side, it goes to Grace Nelson. Picks it up, looks for help, gets out high right side to Kiara with 5:50 to play in the ball game. Streaks trailing 33-27.
Abby Davidson's got to make herself big inside. She keeps skinnying up, and it's...
Yeah, Juarez just picked up her third foul. She kind of stuck the knee out as Grace Nelson was going by her. So that's her third foul. And just the second team foul. Kind of the opposite was in the first half. We've got 17 fouls, just the second on them here in the second half. Second called, I should say. Right wing, Cadence Leidick, 5:38 to play. Dangerous pass, swung it over to Kiara Kilgore. Three-pointers way off the mark. Cadence tried to keep it alive, but coming away with it is Thomas. Now Taylor across midcourt. It goes to Kerner for Muhammad Seymour. Now Thomas near the center circle with 5:22 to play. Left wing it goes to Orgeron. Over the top, pass stolen away by Abby Lingefelter. Now Streaks Grace Nelson. Down court, Cadence Leidick stops left side up off the glass and in. Nice quick play by the Streaks. Get a quick score. 4 for Cadence. And now is there a violation or was there a timeout?
Timeout.
Okay. Oh, no. Coach Massey called the timeout. Full timeout. 5:07 to play in the ball game. Galesburg leads 33-29. We'll keep it right here. So the Streaks, we got to get a defensive stop. Got a good one this last time down on a bad decision. They have not made a lot of bad decisions on their offensive end, but they did that time a bad pass. But the Streaks got to make some opportunities for themselves. And they did on that last fast break.
Well, and the unfortunate thing is the Streaks are only down by 4, and I was going to say it before they scored that last bucket. They were down by 6. But you know, you're down by just 6, but with how much scoring's been at a premium in this game, it feels like you're forever back.
Yeah, absolutely. So 33-29 is our score. The Galesburg boys, last score, they were up at halftime 27-25 over Taylorville at their tournament over there. And they'll have 2 more games tomorrow. We'll have 1 game tomorrow. We win, we play the late game championship, 7:30. If we fall in this one, we'll be playing the third place game at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. All right, so Muhammad Seymour will bring it the length of the court. Streak starters back on the floor. They'll pick up in the half court. And it'll be Durbin Thomas to trigger the offense for Muhammad Seymour. She'll be met at midcourt by Cadence Leidick. Dribbles left. Now bounces right side to Taylor. Being guarded by Abby Davidson out high on the left side.
Oh.
Now it's bunting. Lost handle. Looked like she double dribbled. Looked like she kind of picked it up with both hands and dropped it again and dribbled. Thomas with it. Out between the circles. 4:45 to play.
Looks like the run's in delay.
Yep, this is Orgeron now. Or rather, Bunting gives to Thomas right wing. 15-footer is up and good. Man.
They're hitting some timely shots.
And that's her first basket. 35-29. Quickly back the other way. Cadence Leidick with it on the right wing. Swing it way over.
Oh,
I don't know how Kiara got to that ball. Looked like he's going to go over the Galesburg bench. Kiara got it and saved it into Abby Lingefelter.
Get it to Abby Davidson.
Here's
Kiara. She was wide open underneath.
By the time we got back to this side, they doubled down on her. Now Kiara has it right baseline, fires a three-pointer. Good! Kiara Kilgore for 3.
That was
a
big one.
The ball game. 35-32, 4:05 to play. 11 for Kiara. And the Streaks need a stop. And there's
it's going to be a foul on Cadence.
Taylor thinks it's on her, but it's going to be no.
It's
going to go against
Cadence.
Yeah, Cadence ran, and that was a good pick. Again, nobody called it out for Cadence. She was going full speed, so Taylor took a shot on that one.
Yeah, I don't know what the streaks just aren't communicating.
No.
I mean, we're seeing it on the offensive end; they're not calling out when there's people trying to sneak up from behind, and on the defensive end, they're not calling it on.
Yeah,
they're not calling out screens.
And that's 3 on Cadence, and she didn't see that one coming.
Free throws.
She was going full speed and didn't see it coming. Taylor definitely took the brunt of that one. So she's going to go to the free throw line now with a chance of the one and bonus. So Nicole Taylor with 6 points in the game.
We got a mass timeout.
So a mass timeout. We'll take one as well. 3:57 to play in the ball game. It's Muhammad Seymour 35, Galesburg 32. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Check out Menards West Burlington Self-Storage Facility. Menards Self-Storage, located next to the West Burlington Menards store, offers the most convenient and secure self-storage in the area. This facility features 24/7 access, video surveillance, and on-site management. Menards has climate-controlled units and warehouse units at the best prices in the area. Units are going quickly, so reserve yours now at MenardsSelfStorage.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School basketball, presented by WGIL Sports, continues on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
3:57 to play in the ballgame. Streaks trail 35-32 to the Muhammad Seymour. It'll be Nicole Taylor at the free throw line when we resume play. And he just made a good point because he took a hard hit and looked like she may have hit her head on the floor. So usually when that happens, they have the trainer take a look. But she was jumping up mad because she thought the foul was going to be called on her.
Right. But, I mean, even still, I'm just surprised with how the concussion protocols get bent. I'm not saying she should have come out of the game, but I'm just surprised they didn't have somebody go look at her.
Yeah, and it was quite a shot she took. And whether that, you know, could have been like a shoulder to the chin even, but it looked like kind of caught her right in the chest. And, Cadence was going full speed. Didn't hurt her at all.
No.
So Nicole Taylor at the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus with 3:57 to play. First shot is up short, and a rebound. Abby Lingenfelter, another one.
Streaks have a big opportunity here.
Down by three, 3:50 to play. Right wing, Cadence Leidick. Out high, it goes to Grace Nelson. Dribbles left, Kier Kilgore on the left wing. Back out to Grace Nelson between the circles. Crosses over. Comes back to the right, now back to left. Abby Davidson was wide open, missed her in the middle.
They're not looking.
And pass too high. Kiera, I think, took her eye off it for a second. It was a really high pass, and she would have had to really, really grab it and went right off her fingertips.
I think she should have caught that one. That's one of those ones you got to catch if you're Kiera. I mean, it was over her head, but it
might have
been
a case
where hands.
She might have been thinking about getting it in because Abby was rolling down to the right block that time. So she might have been thinking about trying to make the pass before she had the ball. So Streaks turned it over, 3:20 to play in the ball game, trailing 35-32.
When Thomas caught that ball, she took three steps to gather herself.
Bunting, back to Thomas out high right side, right baseline. It goes to Juarez, and that's going to be a travel or a jump ball.
They're going to call the third foul on Abby Lingenfelter. Unreal.
I thought she went up and down. Then it should have been jump ball, if not the travel. I don't know how you missed the travel there. So, three on Abby Lingenfelter, three on Cadence Leidick, three on Kiera Kilgore.
I thought she traveled when she caught that ball.
Free throw up and missed by Juarez.
Streaks need to box out now. They're going three on. I always hate this strategy. They're going three on three. Why not use that other spot in the lane so you have another rebounder in there?
Second shot up and good for Juarez. 36-32, 3:08 to play. Muhammad Seymour with the lead. Streaks finally get it across. Kiera Kilgore left side gives to Abby Lingenfelter, top of the key.
They are not guarding Abby Davidson on the press because they know she's not going to dribble the ball. So all you have to do is get her to the ball and then recover.
Ooh, near turnover. Cadence Leidick able to run it down. Now Kiera, three-pointer, right baseline, no good. Abby Davidson with a rebound up. And missed the shot, got too far. Kiera Kilgore with a rebound up and in. 36-34. Need some stops defensively. 2:33 to play. Streaks trail by two. Thomas on the dribble. That could have been a foul.
That should have been a foul. She moved.
On the pick.
Oh my God.
Now we're going to call the reach. Okay, so Taylor, again, tried to set the pick and was moving and caught. It was partially picked off. Was it Cadence or was it Grace? I don't know who was there, but she was moving, and then we got a cheap reach foul called against Cadence Leidick. She's now got four fouls, and it's going to put Thomas at the free throw line. First shot is up and good for Thomas, Durbin Thomas.
Just so we have the free throw count right, the foul count right. Right now in the second half, it's nine against the Streaks, only three against Muhammad Seymour.
Second shot up and good, make it 38-34. Cadence Leidick now with four fouls.
Somebody's got to come to the basketball. Streaks have got too many people on the other side of half court.
And they nearly turned it over, but the pass got tapped
Kiera
out of
Kilgore,
bounds.
Abby Davidson, and Cadence Leidick were down by the free throw line on the other end, whereas down at this end, it was Abby Lingenfelter and Grace Nelson against four Muhammad Seymour Bulldogs.
Up. And you think, well, they're open down the other end. That's not an easy pass to make. You're kidding me. They just called Grace Nelson for a travel. She just stopped and picked the ball up.
What was that?
I don't know. I think we've got to watch the feed on some of the transitions down at this end then, if that's what we're calling.
She just stopped and picked it up right across midcourt. So the Streaks turn it over. Ball tapped away by Abby Langfelter. Taylor gets it back. Now it's Kerner on the right wing. Brings it back out high. Under 2 minutes now to play. Streaks trail by 438-34.
Pick up defensively here. You can't let them hold the ball. You're down by two buckets.
The problem is we're in foul. We got some foul trouble now. Cadence has four.
Well, and that's, I think, why Cadence is telling Kiera, I can't go after her because I have four fouls.
And then she lost the ball, and the official got in the way.
Jump ball. Oh, my gosh!
Kiera Kilgore just grabbed the ball, and the official's going to call a foul on her.
Wait. And they're saying there was a timeout before. The ball was loose.
It was a loose ball. Nobody
had possession. You can't call a timeout.
Oh, my goodness. So somehow Muhammad Seymour gets a full timeout when there was a loose ball. There was no possession.
The ball was rolling across the floor. The moment she picked up the basketball, she was tied up.
Wow. You only can call timeout if you have possession of the ball. Wow. When you're on defense, you can't call it. And if nobody has possession, you can't call. If the ball's laying in the middle of the floor, nobody has it, you can't call timeout. And that's exactly what just happened. Wow. All right, 138 to play. Streaks trail by 4, 38-34.
Again, the moment that ball got picked up, they were tied up.
But the official on that play was getting ready to call a foul.
Right.
He called timeout just hoping they'd give it to him because he had no reason to call. She just lost the dribble. It was Thomas just lost the dribble.
Right.
And it was
the ball was rolling across the floor.
All right, so it's Muhammad Seymour basketball. They've got it near midcourt, 138 to play, leading 38-34. It'll be bunting to inbound. Streaks bring out Capri Ferguson, Caden Slidek, Abby Lingenfelter, Abby Davis, and Kiera Kilgore. Inbound comes in the left corner to Kerner. Gives to Bunting. Now hands off to Thomas.
Cadence is on her. Cadence just has to get close enough to her to start the count. Finally gets the count started.
Bounces for Kerner working against Kiera Kilgore out near midcourt. Kiera went for the steal. Kerner gets around her. Now gets to Bunting on the left wing. 117 to play. Ugh. Bunting got it off to
Where's the Kerner. Count?
Kerner dribbles right wing. And it's knocked away by Kiera
That's
Kilgore.
That's off. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness. Kiera knocked it away, and then Kerner knocked it out of bounds.
Well, and the official's down at the other side of the floor.
Wow. So, again, oh, my goodness.
Right down in front of our broadcast position. We could see it clearly.
Now Kiera knocks it away. That time it went off of Kiera. She knocked it out of bounds on the inbound pass. And Kerner was begging for a foul, and all Kiera did was knock the ball away. Bunting to inbound, out far on the left baseline this time. Out high it comes to Kerner on the right side.
1 minute, girls. You can't sit back. You're down two possessions.
60 seconds to play. Thomas on the dribble, left side. Now gives
Trapper.
To Bunting. Bunting goes to the baseline, kicks to Juarez in the paint. Five-footer is short.
Oh, my.
Oh, wow.
Are you kidding me?
Abby Lingenfelter gets called for a foul. That's her fourth. Juarez just put up. Oh, my gosh.
Well, and let's just ignore the fact that Juarez was in the lane the entire possession.
Yeah, so Juarez goes to the free throw line with two shots. She's got 10
short on the first
game.
One.
She's missed the first one. It's three trips here in the fourth quarter. Missed the first one and made the second one.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. So four now on Abby
Lingenfelter. We've seen some bad officiating down here, but this one might take the cake.
Yeah. And hits the second one as she's kept the pattern up. 50 seconds of play. Capri Ferguson across the midcourt right side. Abby Lingenfelter top of the key left wing to Kiera Kilgore. Penetrates. Now pulls it back out. 42 seconds. Now Caden
Slidek. Gotta go.
Got to get to the basket. Oh, Abby Lingenfelter was wide open down on the right block. Nobody saw her. Now 36 to play. Caden Slidek stops. And long cross-court pass and nearly overthrew Kiera again. She's able to pull it down. Now Capri, 29.
Go, Capri, 30 seconds.
Got to go to the basket.
They've got to either get a shot up or go to the basket.
Now 23 seconds to play. Streaks haven't
Streaks
even, got
haven't
a shot
even
up.
Taken a shot.
Now Kiera fires a three left baseline. Too strong. Rebound off Abby Lingenfelter's hands. Is going to go back to the Streaks as Thomas knocked it out of bounds. They got to have some more urgency. Trying to score.
They now got only, the ball with, what, a minute left?
Yeah, now only 14.8 to play. Down by five.
And Abby, you didn't even try to go inside to Abby Davidson.
Kiera Kilgore, three-pointer right baseline is no good. Rebound comes
got
down
a foul.
To Taylor.
Capri.
And Capri knocks the ball away.
And Taylor's going to go to the free throw line. That is first, second foul on Capri Taylor. Just 9.1 seconds to play. Streaks down by 5.
Looks like Streaks are going to be playing in the third place game at 6 o'clock here is tomorrow.
So Nicole Taylor will go to the free throw line with
no
2 shots.
No sense of urgency there from the Streaks whatsoever. In that, I mean, you've got to just drive to the basket, try to get a foul called. You got to get the ball inside to Abby Davidson. None of those things happened.
First free throw no good by Taylor.
Now it's going to take a miracle for the Streaks to get, because you're down by 2 possessions right now.
And again, you just got to get it in and go right to the basket.
Right. Yeah, you need somebody just to drive.
Second shot no good. Abby Leofoto with the rebound. Capri across midcourt right side. Got to hurry. Gets to Cadence Light. It got pushed out of bounds, and the foul's going to go against
Turner. They're saying no.
No, I think it should be. She got pushed out of bounds.
Okay. Well, he didn't initially signal a foul.
Yeah, he signaled out of bounds, I guess. But that's
who
only
was he calling it on.
It was should be Kerner.
Okay. Well, he showed that's 3, only, and then he showed 2.
That's only the third, fourth team foul now. Her second foul. Only the fourth team foul in the second half here.
Yeah, catch and
Muhammad
shoot. Guy catch and shoot. Can't
3 seconds. 2
throw
seconds.
Throw it that way.
And the Streaks just threw it away. And the ball game comes to an end. Final score: Muhammad Seymour defeats the Galesburg Silver Streaks 39-34. The final score. Streaks with some opportunities and didn't take advantage of them, and took too long with a minute left, and didn't get a good shot up. All right, Streaks fall 39-34. They're now 12-4 on the year. Muhammad Seymour moves to 15-2. They will play in the championship game tomorrow night against Mattoon, who they lost to earlier today. Streaks will play Olney coming up tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock, and that was the team that we played in the second game
yesterday
and defeated them 57-31. So the Streaks fall 39-34 was the final score. We'll take a timeout, come back, and have our post-game show. Get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, run down some post-game stats. Our Damo Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game as well. Streaks fall 39-34. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Oh, good. It's my favorite time of year.
Pumpkin spice latte season.
No, it's get dark early season. Or I can't go anywhere because I can't see at night season.
Here's an idea. Why don't you get that checked out at Kehoe?
Feel like you can't see when you drive at night? The experts at Kehoe Eye Care use state-of-the-art technology to determine the cause of your night blindness. Get the help you deserve with an appointment at Kehoe Eye Care in Galesburg or Monmouth.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
WGIL Sports with live coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Streaks fall here tonight to Muhammad Seymour. Final score, Muhammad Seymour 39, Galesburg 34. The teams played even in that fourth quarter, 9 apiece. But the Streaks were trailing 30-25 heading into the fourth quarter, so that just was not enough to get the job done here tonight. And I'm sure Coach Massey is going to be disappointed, and especially the play down the stretch. Just too many mistakes made, and you had a big three from Kiara, a couple other baskets, but just some other mistakes, some turnovers that you shouldn't have had, and just not the urgency you would hope for with a minute left and down 4 at the time.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that's one of those things where they're trying to be too perfect and look for that one shot. But you knew points the entire game were at a premium. The Streaks struggled to score that entire game. It's one of those things where when you come out and you're down multiple possessions knowing that you are struggling to score, you just got to go. You got to try. You got to hope that somebody gets it in the basket. I don't think there was enough post touches for Abby Davidson in this game. She had a real nice game. She was 4-for-5 from the field. You know, in a game where she's 4-for-5 from the field and it's working, I don't understand why you go away from it. And it was just as if they didn't look downstairs. They would go, they'd take a catch the ball, and they immediately try to reverse it back. And I understand when you're playing a zone, you want to keep that zone moving, but you've got to at least peek inside to see, hey, is one of the post players open? We saw it
what was it, the last possession or second last possession, Abby Lingenfelter was open at one point, and they didn't see her either.
Yeah, and she's jumping up and down, waving her arms, letting her know she's open, and nobody saw her. So first half, no free throw attempts by Muhammad Seymour. Second half, no free throw attempts by us.
Yeah.
Pretty big foul disparity. Well, it wasn't as big of a foul disparity in the first half.
And
though.
15 free throws by him in the second half.
Yeah, yeah, and we attempted 12 all in the first half. So the streaks fall, and they'll play the 6 o'clock game tomorrow night against Alney for the third-place trophy. Well, you want to come out with a win here, and it's a team you beat already. You still have to come out ready to play tomorrow night.
Well, and I can tell you, I'll go to my sheet. Go back to the 2018, we played only in the third-place game, and we came out flat, and we lost 54-43 after we had already beat them 54-40 earlier in the tournament. So there is precedent for the streaks coming out flat in that third-place game with the, you know, I get that there's disappointment, but you want to win every game in front of you.
Streaks fall, 39-34, the final score. We'll take a timeout, come back, and talk more about this. We'll get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, run down some stats and more. 39-34 Streaks fall. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
WGIL Sports play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on The Laser has been brought to you in part by
Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty.
WGIL Sports, proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home. And by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage.
This is Autumn Cantorini. The most practical thing you can do to avoid wasting your energy dollars is to have your home heating system cleaned and tuned. If you have regular maintenance, your energy bills will be lower and your system will have a lower risk of expensive repairs. The Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating $69 tune-up comes with two fantastic guarantees. We guarantee energy savings, and if you need repairs, you'll get a 10% discount. Call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating at 342-HEAT.
Boland's Towing and Repair is really cool. But you fixed your car with the other guys, and you're driving, and your daughter says, I'm car sick. And the baby's crying. And a tire goes flat. The car stalls, and your old lady starts chewing your... For the love of God, make it stop. Here comes the tow truck.
All because you wanted to save a few bucks.
Trust Boland's for ASC certified repairs and peace of mind. Fixing everything but dents on Grand Avenue in Galesburg.
The forecast from The Laser, mostly cloudy tonight. Overnight low 27. Mostly cloudy, a chance of rain and snow tomorrow, a high of 36. Then tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, snow likely before midnight, down to 23. And on Thursday, partly sunny and a high of 37. Right now it's 39 at Pure Rock 92.7 FM, The Laser.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. WGIL sports coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Streaks fall tonight, 39-34, the final score to Muhammad Seymour. Postgame coaches interview brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Coach, a disappointing loss tonight. This is a team you played right with them, but had some mistakes down the stretch and a couple of lulls there. Just, you had the ball down four with a minute to play. It just didn't seem like there maybe the urgency you wanted when you got down on the offensive end there.
Well, I'm not sure it's lack of urgency. It's just that I think we just had gotten to the point where we just didn't feel comfortable in anything we were doing offensively, of having trouble getting looks and stuff. And, you know, some of that comes from, I think Muhammad, to their credit, You know, they're a good team and they're very athletic, but they completely control the tempo with things that they, you know, they're very, very selective as far as running. And so they're going to walk it up. They're disciplined and have possessions that are going to take, you know, 30 and 40 seconds. And so that adds to then we get the ball back and there's that frustration level of feeling like, you know, we got to do something, you know. And so, you know, I don't know what the number would be, but I'm guessing if what happened is normally in a game that we're getting, you know, 17, 18 possessions a quarter, you know, it doesn't seem like a big deal, but we're only getting maybe 13 or 14 possessions, and that makes it a little bit tougher. And then what happened, and I think that you look as far as on the perimeter, both Cadence and Kiera, you know, struggled as far as making shots. And so then what happens is when they struggle as far as making shots, they end up they're not looking for the shots as much. And so as a result, we're a little bit sluggish offensively, which is maybe playing the fourth game in 2 days. And I realize they did, you know, the other team did too. But, yeah, but I'm still proud of their effort. We defensively did enough to win the game. We were good on the boards. We had some hiccups against their pressure, but on the whole, we did pretty good as far as turnovers, I think, with the pressure and stuff. It's just, you know, one of those games where, you know, they're very good. This is, you know, they've got their first loss today, undefeated and things. And you look at it, it's a game we went in and, you know, afterwards, you know, you feel like, hey, you know, we could have and should have won the game. And so there's some positive that way. And we've done so many good things, I think, in this tournament and over the last 2 weeks, that what we got to do is we can't end up have any sense of panic. We've just got to keep moving forward and feel positive about what we're doing.
Yeah, you mentioned the uncomfortable feeling. I think this, as you mentioned over the last couple of weeks, I think this is the only game that we have not really been able to get into that flow offensively. And like you said, you talked about the way they run some of their defenses. And I'm trying to figure out sometimes, like, okay, is that a man? Is it a zone? I wasn't sure. So I'm sure wasn't any easier on the floor when they're guarding you either.
They put really good ball pressure on and things. So, but. You know, again, I'm happy with where we're at as a team. You know, this is one where, you know, I think you've said it when, you know, they played some man, they played some 1-2-2 zone, they played a little 2-3, they ended up 2-2-1 press, and they did an excellent job switching them back and forth. And I think it made us uncomfortable, and then our you know, not feeling good about our shots made us a little bit more uncomfortable. But what we've got to do is keep working to be, you know, a little bit better passers so we get people the shots where they need to get shots.
And you have one more tomorrow night, a team you already beat, but you got to come out again, be ready to play, not have a letdown. No, you're not playing in the championship, but you're still playing to win the game and bring home the bigger trophy that you can bring home.
Yeah, and our score in that game was deceptive because I think it kind of opened up at the very end. So, you know, we're going to have to end up being ready to go for sure.
All right, Coach, thank you as always for your time, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, thanks.
Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the post-game show. Streaks fall 39-34, the final score to Muhammad Seymour. We'll come back and run down some post-game stats. Also, Kevin Up will name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Final score 39-34, Muhammad Seymour with a win. Take a timeout. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan. Reminding everyone, Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet. An awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life. And a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan, Galesburg Nissan Car Rental, Galesburg Car Care, and Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go Streaks.
Want to hand your favorite local charity $100? Nominate them for Hometown Hundreds. Every week, F&M Bank and Galesburg.info draw a winner from the nominees, like Blackthorn Hill Nature Preserve, who just got $100. Nominate now at Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School basketball, presented by WGIL Sports, continues on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
39-34, the final score. Muhammad Seymour defeats the Galesburg Silver Streaks. And Coach Massey mentioned this. This gym emptied out quick.
Yeah.
It's us and Muhammad Seymour's team. We're it. We're the only ones left. People got out of here quickly. All right. Let's start with some post-game statistics. As, you know, we said, and Coach Massey mentioned it, points were at a premium, and it just seemed like even though you're down – even when you're down three or four, it seems like you're down by 12 or 15 because they were just at a premium and not getting into the flow offensively. Kira Kilgore led the way with 13 points, five twos, and a three. Didn't get an attempt from the – I guess she did. She was 0 for 1 from the free throw line in the first quarter. 12 points for Abby Davidson, four baskets, 4 for 6 from the line. Just didn't get enough touches. I mean, she was scoring every time pretty much she got the ball. And wasn't able to see it enough. 5 points for Abby Lingefelter on a three-pointer and 2 for 3 from the free throw line. 4 points for Cadence Leidick on a couple of baskets. The Streaks 6 for 12 from the free throw line and did not attempt a free throw in the second half. On the other side, two players in double figures for Muhammad Seymour, 11 for Kayla Kerner, including a three, three twos, and 2 for 2 from the line. 11 points for Ivy Juarez on 4 baskets, 3 for 6 from the line. 7 for Savannah Orgeron, a three, a two, and 2 for 2 from the line. 6 points for Nicole Taylor on 3 baskets. She was 0 for 3 from the line. 9 for 15 from the free throw line, and the 2 three-pointers for Muhammad Seymour.
Well, Streaks turned the ball over 17 times. It's not going to win you very many games when you only turn the other team over 8 times. So a big disparity there. Streaks did have an advantage in the rebounding category, but it was only 32-24, 8-4 on the offensive boards. The Bulldogs shot the ball 14 of 41 from the field, 2 of 11 from downtown. The Streaks were 13 of 39 from the field, 2 of 16 from downtown.
Wow.
Stats in addition to the points that Tom told you about, Abby Davidson had 4 rebounds and assists and 2 blocks to go with her 12 points. Abby Lingenfelter controlling the boards, 12 rebounds, all defensive, 3 assists, 2 steals to go with her 5 points. Cadence Leidick had 1 rebound and 2 assists to go with her 4 points. Capri Ferguson, 4 rebounds and assists, even though she didn't score. Grace Nelson, 1 rebound, 3 assists and a steal, even though she didn't score. Kira Kilgore had 7 rebounds, a steal to go with her 13 points. Probably the most frustrating thing for her, she was 5 of 7 from the field inside the arc, but outside the arc, she was 1 of 11.
Wow. So, yeah, really struggled shooting the ball tonight. That was other than Abby Davis, it was pretty much the rest of the team had their struggles on the field. And again, that's why you feel like you didn't get it inside Abby Davidson enough. But, again, you got to give credit to their defense. They confused us. I mean, I was confused half the time. I was like, what is it that they're doing? It looks, like I said, it looks like they're set up in a 2-3. Like, no, looks like they're going man. No, is it a box and one? Well, now they're going 1-2-2.
Yeah.
And then that 2-2-1 press. And we figured it out enough that we got the ball up court, but not figured enough that we didn't get easy baskets off of it, though.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, sometimes as a coach, you want to put that press in just to slow the other team down.
Yeah.
And, you know, in the day and age when we get to the point of the shot clock, that's press like that would have screwed with the Streaks big time, because I don't know how many times we would have gotten a shot off in 30 seconds had that press been in effect. But the reality of the situation is you've got to look and realize where the weaknesses are, and the Streaks weren't doing it. They were content just trying to slowly bring it up by going back and forth at the top of it. And realistically, there were several times where Abby Davidson, if you kick it down the floor to her, she probably has a 2-dribble layup.
Yep, absolutely. All right, Streaks fall 39-34. One more order of business, and that is to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. We'll do that coming up next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Mr. Blowhard, we're reviewing Dave's Auto Body.
Well, if they won our Ultimate 10 Stars of Excellence Award, they better be good. Let me see their file.
Oh, they're very good, Mr. B.
Just how good?
Well, a lifetime warranty.
Impressive.
They teach other body shops how to do it right.
Really?
Over 40 years of excellence, plus rapid processing technology.
Huh?
You get your car back real fast.
Oh.
Perfect every time, Mr. B.
People, we have a winner.
Dave's Auto Body.
10 Stars of Excellence.
You better go. call Dave.
He deserved 10 stars.
Oh, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Do your kids get too much screen time?
Do we live in America?
Yeah. What about you?
Well, I'm on my laptop all day, then looking at my phone all night.
Does it bother you?
Well, I do get headaches a lot, feel really fatigued, have a hard time concentrating.
All of those are symptoms of digital eye strain, which is often caused by too much screen time. We all do it, but you don't have to suffer. The docs at Kehoe can keep your eyes healthy, comfortable, and working efficiently, even if you have to be on a screen all day long. Make an appointment today and get the relief you deserve.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
WGIL Sports with live coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
39-34 to Muhammad Seymour. They're now 12-4 on the season. Muhammad Seymour now 15-2. Galesburg High boys in winter tonight, 53-45 over Taylorville. And they will play tomorrow at noon. And they're going all the way to Taylorville to play a conference opponent. They'll see the Sterling Golden Warriors, who they've already beaten. And they'll play them tomorrow at noon. And that game can be heard on WGIL. Then tomorrow night, the girls will play at 6 o'clock. The boys will be at 8:30. My guess is the way it's set up. Well, I guess, no, we don't know about the boys yet. They'll have to win, and then we'll know whether. If they win, then they'll play the late game again tomorrow night for the championship. So the girls will be 6 o'clock tomorrow night. All right, our final order of business, today's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. It was a tough one. So some players still did some really good things out there tonight. I mean, Abby Lingenfelter, again, another double-digit rebounding game. Had 5 points all in the second quarter and hit a three-pointer, but 12 rebounds, three assists, a couple of steals. Kara Kilgore. We're still not the shooting night she's had. Still scored 13 points, 7 rebounds. Cadence Leidick, again, really good job defensively against some really quick guards. This young lady, though, just probably didn't see the ball enough and had a really outstanding game. And had we been able to dump it into her more times, it might have been a different outcome.
Yeah, we're going to go with the senior, Abby Davidson. She finishes the game with 12 points, 8 of those in the first half, 4 in the second half, 4 rebounds. She had 2 blocks, an assist, and shot the ball well, 4 of 5 from the field, 4 of 6 from the free throw line, which, based on the struggles she had earlier in the day and throughout this tournament, that was actually a really good free throw shooting night.
So Abby Davidson, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Well, the Streaks fall 39-34. Tomorrow night we'll play the All-Knee Tigers. Played them yesterday and beat them, but it's a whole new ball game, and you know, Coach Massey was mentioning that the score was maybe a little bit deceptive as we pulled away at the end, but definitely a winnable game for the Streaks, but you got to come out and be ready to play.
Well, and go back, 2018, just if you need a reminder, Streaks beat only 54-40, so I'm in the third place game and lost 54-43, so if you don't come out ready to play, it's very possible that you end up on the wrong end of the score, so Streaks have to come out ready and really attack that team and not just assume you're going to be able to walk onto the floor and win the game, because Olney is not a team that's just going to let you roll over them.
Streaks fall 39-34 to the Muhammad Seymour Bulldogs. And again, tomorrow night they'll play for the third place trophy against the All-Knee Tigers. Well, that's going to do it from Mattoon for now. We'll be back again tomorrow night. Thanks to our studio engineer, Roger Lundeen, for Eric Gibson, Tom Ayrton saying good night from Mattoon.
Thank you for listening to WGIL sports coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on Pure Rock 92.7 FM, The Laser.